The colors popping before my eyes attracted me when I initially walked by Winter. Created by Albert Bloch, it seemed like Winter was simply an amalgam of color with scattered idiosyncratic details. At first glance, Winter, an oil on canvas and modernist piece, seems only to consist of bright colors mixed in a chaotic skimble-scamble of animals and details. You can tell that the painting is set in a winter setting, with what seems to portray snow-capped mountains and white tree branches. In the bottom right corner, you see two people who appear as to be going on a journey. What do you gather from these minor details? What do you think the concept is? At first, I thought Bloch was trying to symbolize the journey through life, mountains symbolizing the rough climbs and the bright colors symbolizing the happier times. After looking a little bit closer, I thought it was a couple's journey together. But it wasn't till I knelt down to pick up my pencil that I saw the snow-capped mountains to be two people, one looking up to the other, like a couple. As I headed out of the museum, thinking I'd uncovered the only secret within Bloch's painting, I realized the wedding scene. What appeared to be a moon and two separate night sky murals were actually a groom and his bride, about to be married. Look at the top of the painting. On the left side, the small bit of night sky, that's the head of the bride. The pointy snow-covered mountain is her veil. The snowy mountain with a rounded top is actually her wedding dress, cascading down. Look to the right of the bride's head, the night sky. You see a moon, or maybe a comet? To me, this could be a pastor about to marry the couple. The red star looks to me as an eye, and a few inches left of it, another eye. Can you see it? The groom appears easier to see. To the right of the pastor, there is a snowman on top of the mountain. Behind it, a darkness, like the night sky. Here is a silhouette of the groom. His arm goes down, as if reaching to his bride. It's a green color by the tree, brushing by the home. Try to look at this painting as a whole, rather than the single details and symbols. Looking from different angles also helps, especially in the way the painting catches the light. Although difficult to find, the image you will eventually see is astounding. After seeing the mountains as people and finding the wedding scene, Albert Bloch's piece seemed to have more to it than just a mixture of bright colors and abstract details. Although the colors might be initially what caught your eye, as it did for me, you have to look closely to see the hidden story. It looked like a couple's travels through life, journeying into an unknown land together. The bright colors seemed to symbolize happy times, bright and cheerful. A home in the upper middle of the painting could be a symbol for an important memory together, maybe buying their first home or a place for their family to grow. Bloch was born in St. Louis, Missouri in 1882. From 1909 to 1921, he worked in Germany and some surrounding countries. After the end of World War I, Bloch was disappointed at the state of his country and returned to his homeland, America. There, he created Winter in 1918. In 1923, Bloch became head of the Department of Painting and Drawing at the University of Kansas. He taught art, as well as art history, for the next 24 years. He died in 1961 at the age of 79. Bloch's piece, Winter, seems to convey the idea of not going through life overthinking every small thing. Enjoy the big picture. Live life to its fullest. Albert Bloch created an intricate masterpiece, not something you could simply walk by and grasp the meaning of right away. It becomes deeper with every fine detail or hidden scene you find, and a story emerges. Look closely and wait to be amazed. This has been Elizabeth with another Bulldog Podcast.